The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Dr. Trudy Podcast, where together we learn to choose faith over fear, contentment over chaos, where we discover what it takes to live a life of victory. Dr. Trudy Simmons has a PhD in counseling. She's a certified life coach, a television host. She's completed 12 Ironman competitions. But if you were to ask her who she is, she'd tell you she's a woman of faith, a wife, and a mother. She's an overcomer with a calling and a gift for helping others to pull through the tough stuff. Thanks for joining us today. Here again is Dr. Trudy.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Trudy, the host of The Christian View. Today I want to talk to you about what does God really think about me? There are so many opinions going around in the world, but the one that truly matters is what Father God thinks about us. But before I get into the topic, I just want to say thank you for all of you who have written in with topic ideas, with prayer requests, and just general conversation. I want to thank you so much. I enjoy doing life with each and every one of you. You know, we aren't meant to do this life alone. We are meant to do it with the body of Christ. And so I just want to say thank you. And don't forget to follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're going to be doing a lot more individual teachings on YouTube and interviews on Facebook and YouTube. So I want to make sure that you stay connected. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join us as we just talk about life, because, you know, we're all in life. And so we've got to be able to do this journey together. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about what does God really think about me? What does God really think? And that might be a funny question, because you're probably thinking, well, I know what God thinks. But honestly, as a counselor and a life coach, a lot of people do not really know what God thinks about them. You know, whether you've come from a traumatic background, you know, maybe you've come from an abusive background, or maybe, you know, you've just walked in low self-esteem and self image issues, you know, it robs us of what God really truly thinks about us. You know, I struggled a long time with body image, with eating disorder and self-image issues and low self-esteem. And to really believe that God really thought great of me was really hard for me. It took me a long time to really embrace the love that Father God has for me. And so I know a lot of people struggle with really believing that God really thinks highly of them. So I'm going to take you to Isaiah 43. And I read this a lot when I was going through my issues of low self-esteem, body issues, just really feeling like I didn't fit in. And then one day the Lord was like, why do you need to fit in when I created you to stand out? But so often, y'all, we want to fit in. We want to be liked by everybody. We want to be respected by everyone. We want to be in every group that's out there. But sometimes God's like, I just want you to myself right now. I just want you to be with me and let me pour into you. Let me pour my love into you. Let me be where you find your acceptance, because the world's acceptance, y'all, is so fleeting. If you think about Jesus, one minute they're crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the next minute they're saying, crucify, crucify, you know, and that's how the world is. If we bank our confidence, our self-worth on what the world says, we're going to fall short. The world's going to fall short, because people, they will exalt us one minute as they did Jesus, and they will condemn us the next. And so we've got to make sure that our self-esteem, our everything is rooted in Jesus, in what Jesus says about us. And so Isaiah 43, it says this: what does God really think of me? And this is what I wrote in my Bible. It says, now then, this is what the Lord says. He created you, O Jacob. And I want you to put your name there. He who created you, O Jacob. He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. So think about this. God created you. God formed you. Not only that, God redeemed you. Amen. He redeemed you. And then it says he summoned you by name. God knows your name. If you are a born again believer, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he knows you by name. And it says this, you are mine. So listen, I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Think about that. Think about how precious you are to God. He created you. He formed you. He redeemed you. He summoned you, and he knows your name. And it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So God knows you from the beginning, from the end. It says he created you in your mother's womb, and he knew everything about you from the moment he thought of you. He started creating you with gifts and purposes and talents, a uniqueness about you that only you would have, a thumbprint that only you have. That is how special you are. That is how much God thinks about you, that you have a thumbprint. You have something in you, a gift within you that only you have, that the world needs. But so often the enemy will come in and rob you of that gift by telling you that you're no good, that you don't measure up, that you're not smart enough, you're not tall enough, you're not pretty enough, whatever it is, whatever lie the enemy can trap you in so that you're not doing all that God created you to do, the enemy will do. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows your trigger points. But here it is saying that God redeemed you. God summoned you. God called you by name. God created you. Because he wanted a relationship with you. He wanted to commune with you and talk to you. He wanted to show you amazing things for you because he loves you. And I just want someone to hear that today. God created you for a relationship with him. God created you to do something that only you can do. God created you. He formed you. And then it says, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name and you are mine. And then it goes on to say, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Scripture says that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When you go through the waters, they will not sweep over you. So this tells me that, yes, we're going to have hard times. We're going to have struggles. Because in this life, we will. But it says that he will be with us. That the struggles in the life and the pain that we go through will not overtake us, will not overpower us, because God will be with us. He's not going to leave you. So, you know, you may be going through a certain trial or a tribulation, a hard time right now, but I want you to hear this. God's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He will walk through the valley with you. You know, I'm going through a really hard season in my family right now with my dad being sick. And some days it's just, I'm like, Lord, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through the day with everything that I need to do with my family, but also take care of my dad, which is something that I want to do. But he's like, I will give you the grace and the strength that you need to get through this day. And that's what we have to focus on, y'all. We focus on this day. God gives us enough for this day because he loves us. And then it says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God. He is the Lord, our God. And the enemy wants us to think sometimes that he has forgotten about us, that he has other things to do. You know, he is God, right? But you're the apple of his eye. He fearfully and made you in his image when lacking no good thing. So even though you're going through a fire, even though you're walking through a valley, he is going to be there with you because he loves you. It says, since you are precious, listen to this, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, God sees you as precious. God sees you as honored. God says that you are precious in his sight and he loves you. And then it goes on to say, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. So y'all, I want you to think about this today. You know, 365 times scripture says, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. The Lord knows that we're going to have trials and tribulations this side of heaven. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have issues. But God is saying, do not fear because I am with you. I will see you through because He loves you because he cares for you, because he has great things in store for you. So what does God really think about me? He thinks that you're the righteousness of Christ. He thinks that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image, lacking no good thing. He says that you are blessed and not cursed, that you are the first and not last, that you are the lender, not the borrower, and that goodness and blessings are chasing after you. He says that you are the righteousness of Christ. He says that you are victorious in him. God loves you with an unspeakable love. And he calls you the apple of his eye. God created you for purpose. God created you on purpose. And God has a great purpose for you. So that's what God really thinks about you today. He thinks, you know, I have an 18-year-old son, and I call him Sunshine. And I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I call her Twinkle Toes. And I think the world of them. I have, they're the apple of my eye. And I can only imagine Father God loving us so much more than we love our own children, that he sent his son to die on the cross for us, that we may live, but not only live, but to live the abundant life. I want to end on this. It says in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So what's he going to steal? What's he going to kill? And what's he going to destroy? He can steal, kill, and destroy anything that you let him take hold of, whether it's that, whether that's your thought life, your financial life, relationships, you know, he will still kill, destroy anything that we give him ground in. And the Bible says in the second half of that, John 10:10, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. It's time today to really believe what God thinks about you. It's time today to really believe what God says about you. And it's time today to start taking back the ground that we've given the enemy, whether that be your thought life, what you think about yourself, what you think about what God has blessed you with or not blessed you with. You know, the scripture says that you are blessed. And as a believer, you cannot be cursed. So we've got to take back our thought life. We've got to take back our finances. We've got to take back our relationships. We've got to take back our families and stop believing the lies of the enemy and start believing what God really says about us and what he really says about you. So I'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and give me your thoughts. Put those in the chat. Let me know what you've allowed the enemy to steal, what lies you've been believing about yourself, and how you're going to take those lies and replace them with God's truth, because God's truth is what matters. What God thinks about you is the only thing that matters, not what man thinks about you, not what the enemy wants you to believe, not what social media wants you to believe, but what God thinks about you is what truly matters. Truly matters. We've got to get back to that, what God thinks about us. And then we will watch God work all things out for our good and his glory. Thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. Trudy, the host of The Christian View. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Trudy podcast. Learn more and get in touch with us at trudysimmons.net. That's trudysimmons.net. And help us to reach others with these encouraging messages of hope and inspiration by simply sharing them with your friends on your favorite social media platform. God bless, and thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you again soon, right here on the Dr. Trudy Podcast.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.